Blog Talk Radio.
Health and fitness, and how to use that to empower your life as far as improving your health. Just a 30-minute segment. We'll talk a little bit about fitness, health tips, information that I've gathered from internet resources to kind of share with each other. You can also call in if you want to share what you do on an everyday basis to improve your health. The guest calling is 657-383-0345. And we just have fun sharing what we do on an everyday basis, just to help empower each other's lives. So I hope you all are having a good morning. We'll talk a little bit about the upcoming World Championships. Of course, I like to follow track and field. Here in the United States, they don't really cover it a lot on television. So I like to kind of keep up with it on my own, All right, so let's get going. First thing first, that recent run with Elaine Thompson from Jamaica. Running in uncomfortable shoes. And she actually ran in, I think, in racing flat. And still won in 10.94, I believe. Which I think is amazing because now that just shows that this young lady is ready and fit to take on all those challenges. Probably look like another repeat. And also, what y'all think about Usain Bolt getting ready to retire? I think he can go for another 2 years if he chooses, and he can stay healthy. And if he can stay healthy, I should say. But, also good to go while you're on top. Because he can still continue to do good in the sports by being an ambassador. So it's going to be interesting. I think Johan Blake from alma mater, San Diego High School, he could, if he stays healthy, also could win the 100 meters. But there's so many runners this year in the sprints that are running so close to, 9.9s, 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 10 flats. Anyone could probably take it. Bolt, he himself is not in the best of shape. Unless those German doctors do something for him. But anyway, this is a fitness show. We're talking about health and fitness. Just talking a little bit about sports. Track and field coming up. We of course have the Kenyans doing well in the distances as usual. The U.S. is still yet to produce someone, as well as the Caribbean, who can stand out with everyone else in the distances. But, I like to cover the sprints. Jamaica, again, is set to be in the heights of things with all the sprinting events from the 100 to at least, the 400. 4x4 is always a fun race, 4x1, to see if we can take it out there. Of course, this is, rhetorical question, of course. I mean, what do you think about this talk about them getting rid of all the world records prior to, 2005. So I guess that wouldn't affect Usain Bolt. And, some of that, stuff needs to be looked into. And this is the reason why I'm talking about that is because there, so much, drug use in the sport today that they're thinking about wiping out some of those records because a lot of people may have been on performance-enhancing drugs. to improve their standing to win championships. And of course, it's because of all the money that's involved in sports. People are willing to do anything they can to get that money. And, you know, some people just really love the sport, but they don't have everything to compete, so they take the drugs as a shortcut. But in the end, they get caught with all the blood tests that they do now and the random tests, all the competition testing. A lot of people are getting caught. Some are still getting away, I think, but even when I was an athlete competing back in the day, I think I was running against people that were probably on drugs. I have no proof besides what I see published on the news. Every time I read the paper, somebody is getting busted from this country or that country. Of course, the Russians are still kind of suffering a little sanctions. They have to get permission for the athletes to perform in some of the track and field events. Again, you can call in as a guest, 657-383-0345 if you want to call into my show. Magoo Sports Talk Show, where we can share health and fitness information. So let's see what I have here. Talking about a little bit about health and fitness in this segment. This is only a 30-minute segment, so I got to watch the time, of course, but I'm going to use whatever little I can. This information I get off of WebMD, and this one covers exercise, you know, that you're dealing with your mental health. It also helps you with your mental health. So just to give you a little introduction, exercise is about more than keeping in shape. It also can help with your mental health. Exercise. It can also help you to improve your self-esteem, keep your mind off problems, and give you a sense of control. In general, people who are fit have less anxiety, depression, and stress than people who are not active. So, and this is what research suggests, that exercise can help specific mental health problems. Exercise that also can help prevent depression from coming back or relapse and improve symptoms of mild depression. So how often have we heard that people say, you know, man, I'm stressed out, you know, let me go for a walk or walk my dog. Or sometimes it might just be like their exercise is doing gardening in their yard or cutting the grass, something to take your mind off of everyday stress. You know, and I find for me personally, from my own experience, whether I can run or whatever I can do, whether it's a little exercise at the house, I find that when I can exercise and it helps release all that stress, I usually feel better at the end of the day. I don't know how it is for you guys. You can call in and share on that. The number is 657-383-0345. Again, 657-383-0345. Let me know how exercise has worked for you and how it has helped. But I'm going to continue to provide some more info. So just some precautions while you're exercising. Be safe while you exercise, of course. You know, it's getting hot now. It's July. It's going to be hot from now until probably September before it starts to kind of, you know, get back down to a more moderate type of temperature. And so from my research here, it's talking about moderate exercise. Moderate exercise is safe for most people, but it's a good idea to talk with your doctor before increasing your activity, especially for anyone age 65 or older. You should talk with your doctor before exercise. So whether you get information from this show or you talk to someone, a buddy, or you read some magazine or a book or something that you use to, you know, help you with your fitness, whether it's, you know, YouTube. I mean, nowadays you can just see stuff on YouTube. jump straight into the exercise, but you might want to be safe. Don't do exercise you know, you cannot do correctly, or because, you know, you can't do it because your knee hurt and you're trying to work through the pain and you make it worse. But definitely consult with your doctor to see what you can do or what you can or cannot do or how to kind of ease your way into things, you know. Oftentimes they will have recommendations themselves or refer you to someone that's more, that specializes in that area. But here are some of the tips that I found off the internet from WebMD. First of all, part of being safe is to, you know, when you're in reference to exercising, is to start slowly and gradually increase how much you exercise. Stop exercising if you have severe pain, especially chest pain or severe problems breathing. Talk with your doctors about this about these symptoms. People who are likely to have high anxiety or panic may have an episode during exercise because of the buildup of certain body chemicals, such as lactic acid from exercise. If you have any problems doing exercise, talk with your doctor. I say it again, any issues with your exercise, for those of you who want to be tough and like a soldier, call yourself a soldier and work through the pain, no gain, no, go back, talk to your doctor. Your body will let you know it can't go any further. And you know, for some of us who think we're still 18 years old and try to run through our exercise, you know, that pull muscle will remind you that you need to take it easy and grow, you know, go slow. All right, again, it's the Megu Sports Show. We talk about health and fitness. Again, if you want to call in just to talk or share some ideas, you can call in 657-383-0345. All right. Going to go on a little bit more, some fitness tips, trying to help you guys. You know, you can do your own research also. You don't have to take my word for it. You can go and compare. And I mean, that's the great thing with the internet. You know, you see something that you're not sure about, you can go check it out yourself. All right, so remember, before doing any exercise, talk with your doctor. Now, tips for being active, for those of you who need this. It can be hard to be active. Oh, and by the way, this is, again, I'm reading this from my research from WebMD, and you can see a wealth of information on the internet for those of you who want to see for yourself. Some of this stuff I might interject based off of my own experience, but only for me, you know. Anyway, tips for being active. It can be hard to be active when you feel depressed or anxious or have a mental health problem. But activity can help you feel better, so do your best to find a way to be active. It's fine to start with small steps. You can build up from a few minutes a day. So I'm almost all the time, really, but this is just an info that you can use to help yourself. I will do more and continue on with some more exercise tips. But again, just remember, take your time, gradual progression, be safe, and everything will be all right. Take care. Megu Sports Show, we're out for the day. See you next time.